Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Civil Intercourse. This is just going to be a quick little podcast. I'm just checking in, and I just wanted to say hi for a second and talk about a couple things. Wow, but crazy. Elon Musk bought Twitter. We're definitely going to have to talk about that a little bit. Let's go ahead. Let's get into it real quick. So, yeah, we haven't checked in since the slap heard around the world. Working on the studio. We're working on getting Fat Foo Stew together, which will be more of a variety comedy. We're going to do some sports. We'll have guests on there too, but we're lining up guests for Civil Intercourse, and we're looking at expanding and trying to get some more people in, possibly do some producing. So we're kind of getting things restructured and gearing up. Appreciate the people who have been listening, giving us feedback and chiming in. I appreciate the people who've, even chimed in with some negative things. And I hope everyone out there, I hope your families are doing good. I hope your friends are doing good despite all the craziness that goes on social media and the faux fighting that the media likes to stir up. I just hope that we're working on building our communities. We are still $30 trillion in debt, and they're talking about raising the debt ceiling quietly while everyone is distracted with all these other things. Not that those things are not important and can be important as well as balancing the budget and getting rid of career politicians and working on getting to a more transparent government. People keep talking about end billionaires. Elon Musk bought Twitter. I was able to put in an account that got, I never said anything political or got in an argument or ever did anything that got banned and get it. Yeah, I was able to get it reinstated today. It was very odd. So, kudos to that. But my other one that was political, they wouldn't do that one. So, whatever. What are you going to do? You win some, you lose some, you keep on fighting. All right. So, you guys, I really hope that you are not thinking that free speech is a dirty word. Because it's not. And I don't know. I need some people. I've been asking this question on social media. Maybe you can hit me up. Send me some messages. Well, how do you define hate speech? And where's the line where you violate someone else's constitutional rights because you don't like what they've said? Outside of illegality, where you're inciting someone to violence or... But you know what I mean? Like, when you say that silence is violence and these other things, I'm very curious where people line up and what your thoughts are. Because I keep hearing so many different things, and it's very wild. It's almost like anything you think can become a thing now. But what do you think? What is your thing with the hate speech? What is hate speech? Let me know. And again, we're going to be back doing some longer shows very quickly. And I really hope that you guys will join us. Send us a message. I want to say we're going to be coming up some serious ones. We're going to be doing on Civil Intercourse, though. Is something that has kind of been forgotten about. The topic, for some reason, is police reform. And police reform, to me, was always dealing with the bad parts that they do, but also in helping out and reinforcing the good things they do. And I don't mean give them, like, more guns. If they need them, then, yeah, we can do that. But I'm talking about, you know, getting them some counselors to help, in addition, not just send them out alone, to give them more training, more time out. They do a lot of training. So people say they don't do any training. They do training, but they need more time to debrief. It's a stressful job. And then they need to kind of make it where they can't work those extra jobs so much. But that kind of gets dicey because, you know, that's the other thing. They work that job. They work all those long shifts. And then, that's how cops end up becoming tweakers and weirdos. So, anyways, that's a different subject. And I just said I was going to talk briefly, and I don't want to keep you. But thanks for checking in with us as we're checking in with you. And we're not going anywhere, so don't lose us. And make sure whatever you're following us on, or if you, wherever you're seeing us at, please interact with us. Like I said, even if you want to say something negative. I actually, when I get somebody critiquing, some person was totally insulting me in an email, and I was like, oh. And then they had like 3 valid points, so I wrote those down. I was like, oh, that's valid. And so sometimes just somebody venting all their hate because they disagree with you, they might throw a couple gems out there where like, oh, valid point. Let me build on that. And, you know, I find truth where I can find it. So, yeah, just interact. I dig it. I dig the good stuff, the few comments that we've gotten and the suggestions, and I dig the negativity. As long as we can move that forward, I definitely gotta up my Twitter game though, man. I'm not knocking it out of the park on there. I keep having like stupid, flippant comment conversations that I don't need to engage myself in the first place. Because I don't have the time when I'm doing it because I'm busy working on the studio or working, you know, the regular job. And it gets to the point, you know, where you're like, you know, if you don't have time to get into it, or like Twitter and all that stuff is supposed to be where I post a show and then interact with people who actually listen to it. And then it's so if that, and I'm going for quality, not quantity. So I need to be more disciplined with that. So I don't know, man. Twitter's a weird place. It's hard not to be toxic on there because you go on to try to have a good conversation and people are like, oh, give me your source. And you're like, dude, I'm an old man. I am the freaking source. I've looked at so many sources that I'm just tired of, you know, I got tired of knowing everything 25 years ago because it doesn't matter. People think what they were told by the television or the news or where they read, whatever source they believe is the golden cow, you know, and they might have five. I read multiple sources, but they don't realize, you know, I don't know. I don't want to diss on people, but I'm not trying to say I'm smart. I haven't never said that. I am intuitive and I have enough wisdom after seeing life go by enough and seeing this dance and this game and this the guilt trip they put on the young people about the environment and everything. They did it to us, man. They did it. Ask every generation of kids, man. So what was the thing they were telling you when you were a kid? And just it's the same thing, man. It was global cooling when I was a kid. And then I grew, and then it was, you know, it was, what the hell came next? The acid rains. Well, you know, some of that, I mean, a lot of it's real too. Some of it. And then, ozone layer. And that was a total farce. Polar caps melting, you know, debatable. They melt and grow on, you know, about the same on each side, but I haven't looked at the studies on that in about 3 years. So. Because I grow tired. Again, I started looking into things and like I've been reading this infrastructure bill, like the whole damn thing, like that's been taking time too. And I have other, like I'd rather be putting a show on and you know, looking up some guests, and I'm sitting here reading this infrastructure bill because I want to do this podcast, and I just got so lost in it because there's so much pork and so much waste. And I stopped and said, nobody's going to care. Like, if I bullet point this out, break it all down, and just lay it all out, nobody's going to care. It won't get any traction. Even if it's the most amazing and exposing, it doesn't. But I'm glad I know that I'm right, that the infrastructure bills are terrible ideas. Vote for things by themselves and have the politicians be there voting. And hey, we have this wonderful thing called Zoom now, where guess what? Politicians can vote when they're back in their home areas. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that freaking amazing? Amazing. Unless there's some rule that says they can't, but I don't know. We did it for COVID, and last I checked, I don't think we're out of the emergency powers just yet. But anyways, we live on. Hey, America, live free. Please don't fight over masks. And let's do our part to make America a very simple place for people to live and to love and to learn. And if you're outside of America, hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're doing good. I hope whatever's going on in the areas that you're at, I hope that your relationships are building. I hope your friendships are building. And I hope that, I don't know what you guys think about us over here in America, but We're just trying to hold it down and keep it together, man. We got a lot of politicians out of control. I don't know if you guys got the same thing going on, but power to the people is what I say. I mean, the real power to the people. We need to put our republic in check, and we need to put the power back into the people. We need to vote these career politicians out of office. We need to balance the budget. It's okay to carry some debt. It's okay to carry some debt. We have too much. We have way too much. You guys be good. God bless you. Take care.